even better.
Live, uncensored, Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Yes, we are, folks. And we're back, hour number two. Yes, we're going to take some calls in a little bit as well for Schaefer Cox and for Karen Tostado with me tonight. But it sounds like you've just been describing like a, almost like a Mayflower compact arrangement you have there.
Yeah. And in fact, if you want to, I don't know if that's where you want to go with this, but we do, we are, assembling and re-inhabiting the de jure republic, and we have our own judge, and we got our own scribe, and we got our own county rangers and stuff like that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Basically setting up a government, because we don't have a government right now. We have a corporation, you know, pretending.
Yes,
which
yes.
is an entirely different thing.
Mm-hmm.
But here's something we got to be cautious of. There's a tendency to become a bookworm patriot where, you know, you're like always out on the blogs and you're doing all this internet spam, you know, you're kind of like Spambo, you know, you're real tough in your computer and, you know, sending all those forwards, okay? Forwarding emails is not going to save the country. Just let me say that out here once and for all. Forwarding emails is not going to save the country. And all of this information and trying to figure out if the 16th Amendment was ratified or what Lincoln did way back when or the Northwest Ordinance and, you know, the Uniform Commercial Code and maritime liens and stuff. And I understand all of that stuff, okay? And it's everything is eclipsed by this simple fact. God gave everyone the right to life, liberty, and property. And a corresponding duty to defend that right by whatever means seems best to them. You don't have to know all that stuff.
Mm.
The validity and the legitimacy of government is not determined by procedural adherence or the lack thereof. Their legitimacy and their validity is determined by current conduct. Are they doing what you have a natural right and responsibility to do, which is to defend your life, liberty, and property? Are they helping you in that responsibility, which is still seated with you, the individual? And the
yes.
unquestionable answer to that is no, they're not.
Mm-hmm.
So we do not have a legitimate government. And our duty is to disobey them. Now, if they're a corporation and they want to sign people up to be in their corporation and, you know, blah, 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 the whole communism scheme that we got going right now, well then fine, we can, you know, let them do that. I don't think it's our job to try to destroy that corporation, but I sure think it's foolish to try to be a part of it, and I think it is immensely misguided to think that we have any sort of chance of reforming it, and I think it is totally idolatrous to think that corporation is going to save us. What we need to do is on a very, very local level, get our friends and families situated to where we are independent. We are not beholden to them for anything.
Amen.
Then we can let them just collapse and we can just pop some popcorn and laugh. In fact, that was another event that I thought might be fun to do is get, 500-600 people and just line up from the courthouse to where the judges park. And when at 5 o'clock, when all the judges come out of the courthouse to go to their car, just stand, you know, make like a 30-foot wide aisle for them to walk down, you know, and a couple hundred feet long, 30 feet wide, and just laugh at them. I mean, wouldn't that just be fun? they just all got to walk to their car, and we all just laugh. We could do it to cops, we could do it to politicians, anybody. Just line up and laugh. Wouldn't that just be great?
Well,
I mean, what a political statement.
I have no objection. Karen's getting a chuckle already. We'll come right back. And we are going to take some calls for our guest, too. So you stay with us, folks. It's just beginning.
Warning.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We gotta do ourselves!
Okay, we're back now, and yes, there's a lot to what you say, Schaefer, obviously, and it does depend on a number of factors. And Karen, I know you wanted to introduce a thought, too, about scouts, I believe. Is that right?
And actually, Schaefer, I don't know if you heard on our last broadcast, but in the UK, they're planning on doing more than just laughing at the Queen. They're planning on a mass mooning for the Queen.
I love it. That's great. I might have to fly over there for that. I love mooning.
Well, we figured that we'll get the exact time down and take a moment of silence ourselves so we can all participate, because our Social Security is tied up with the Queen anyway, and I think it's time we all let her know what we thought.
Hey, you know, I went to the Federal Reserve, and I mooned the Federal Reserve until the cops came out, and then I blew an air horn. It was a long moon, too.
I'd like to thank you for the visual, Schaefer. Now, moving right along.
Yeah. I don't know if that one's up on YouTube yet, but it probably will be after this broadcast. Man, it was a good one. The Federal Reserve, you know, we got to hit them all. Yeah, there's always a Federal Reserve branch near you. That's a good bat.
Oh, we just had Mr. Bernanke come to our state today, and He did his little dance and his usual puff piece and went on his merry way, and nobody arrested him, nobody put him in jail, nobody did anything to him, and I I didn't know about it till it was too late. That's why.
Now, Schaefer, I wanted to ask you, because you were talking about our children and defending our children, and my husband Al pointed this out to me today. Have you heard or have you done anything about snapscouts.org?
No, I haven't heard anything about that. Tell me what this is.
Oh, this is going to be outrageous then for you. This is called crowdsourcing crime prevention. See it, snap it, send it. Snap Scouts keep America safe. And it's got a picture of a little boy with kind of an eyeglass in front of him, a magnifying glass, because he's checking out everything. And it's, want to earn tons of cool badges and prizes while competing with your friends to see who can be the best American? Download the Snap Scouts app for your Android phone and get started patrolling your neighborhood. It's up to you to keep America safe. If you see something suspicious, snap it. If you see someone who doesn't belong, snap it. Not sure if someone or something is suspicious? Snap it anyway. Play with your friends and family to see who can get the best prizes. Join us, Snap Scouts, today. And it works. Isn't that bad? You know, you think about Hitler Youth, and it works by getting these children to download the program and to start taking pictures of people who they think are suspicious and funneling them into this program so that they can be taken care of by the professionals.
Yeah.
Isn't that lovely?
Well, there's two thoughts here. The first one is I think we should all sign up to be Snap Scouts and send them pictures of our ass. that's the first thing. On a fun note with that. The second thing is that is absolutely sinister. And it is totally indicative of a government in its final desperate stages. Okay, now it really worries me that they're pushing that, and here's why. Because it's going to make those kids the victim. Now, let me say this, okay? And this is not easy. I would kill those children without hesitation. And they would be, you know, if it hits the fan and it's that bad and they've got little kids doing that, I would shoot those children. And not, those children would have been killed by the ones that recruited them. I mean, that is the lowest of the low. That is the lowest of the low. But they have to know that they can't do that. I mean, it is pathetic.
Well, I'm hoping that just by getting the word out here, folks, it's snapscouts.org, that you will start to check this out and think about what your children are really doing. Because they're even having testimonials here of the few stories that have helped make Snap Scouts one of the top preventative crime downloads of 2010. Mm-hmm. Here's from Phyllis Spector in Idaho. My 8-year-old caught the gardener smoking something suspicious. It wasn't marijuana, but it turns out he was illegal. Here's from Roger Phillips in the UK, supposedly. My son and I are competing for the major freedom badge. 3 more suspicious activity reports and he takes the lead. I've never been so proud. And the last one is this quote saying, it's like crime prevention so easy a third grader can do it. And it's just all too reminiscent of the Hitler Youth. It's total propaganda. It's misusing our children. And it's a reason to keep your children out of school, especially on the 15th of the month. And start homeschooling them.
Yeah,
I tell you
weird.
What, if you shoot a couple 8-year-olds, their parents will think twice about letting them have that app. I mean, good night, guys. This is war. We got to be honest about these things. You know.
Well, Schaefer, I'm not ready to be shooting any 8-year-olds.
Me neither. But you know, push comes to shove, it's a tough.
Well, this is what they've always done. You know. Under communism, under statism, and this is what they have to do in order to perpetuate this control. You know, the children against the parents against the children, and that's what we've all become, as a ward of the state. You know, they and that we accepted, you know, current company accepted, but most Americans are being conditioned to accept that. Now, will they all do that? Will they all allow the children to become used as pawns in the game? Or will they not? And, you know, the fact of the matter is that even now as we speak, you know, with this propaganda nonsense about, you know, this Al-Qaeda threatening bases and attacks all over Europe and the United States, and you know where it's coming from, most Americans or people who are traveling overseas are looking at it rather nonchalant. You know, they're saying, oh, well, you know, we really, you know, we can't be worried 24 hours a day where we're going, what could happen next, you know. And that, I think, is generally true. I think it's generally true that not all Americans are buying in to this either security or nothing. They want to know what will happen to their freedom as well as their safety. It's one thing to be safe. It's one thing to have peace. You know, there's peace in the graveyard. But is there freedom there? No. Is there life there? No. And that's the issue. So I think that with that factor in mind, it's not that easy to convince everybody to give up all of their freedoms in the name of another fear-mongering, another war, another terror exercise. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, well, I think, though, Rick, that this this whole thing about utilizing our children hopefully is going to encourage the listeners tonight to really take a hard look at what their children are bringing home from school, what they're studying. And if you find it offensive, folks, get together and talk to some of the parents of your children's friends and make a plan and go and confront them, because they need to be confronted. I don't know if you've seen this commercial either. I saw it on YouTube about this global warming lie. And now where they've got the first part of the commercial, they is a school teacher who talks about what we're going to do to, you know, be better about global warming kind of thing, and asks for what volunteers, and some of the students raise their hands, all but three students, and with a smile on her face, she says, oh, well, that's good, that's good, and, oh, here, let me do this, and she presses a button, and the three students who did not raise their hand because they were going to participate in helping to save the planet were blown up. You know, bloody bits of meat and stuff, they just blew them up, and she still is smiling, and then it moves on to a corporation, I think, where a couple more people are blown up because they didn't volunteer. So basically, they're trying to tell us to, you know, obey and sacrifice, because the war games that are going on right now in our oceans off of the west coast of Washington, Oregon, California, and the depleted uranium they're using over in Iraq, and all the Gulf and everything else, well, that's really our fault for exhaling, and we better cut down on our hot water use and also buy their mercury-toxic light bulbs to make our world a better place, or we'll get blown up.
Well, that's a part of the matrix as well. It's all propaganda. We said we began the program tonight. It is delusions that we suffer from. And these delusionists and illusionists condition us all the time to believe things that are not, you know, that are not true. And that's the whole idea. If they can convince you eventually in time to give up your soul for security, then Satan has already won. And that's Satan's goal, isn't it? He's going to bring in his kingdom, he thinks, and he's going to make you part of his kingdom. And you're going to just surrender, so he hopes. And unfortunately, many people are headed down that path today, not knowing the full consequences of their actions. So we all have to be aware of that. Now, I see we're up against the break and the clock is ticking away. So I know that we're going to take some calls. When we come back, interspersed with this conversation, Schaefer and Karen, we'll take a call or two, and we'll welcome them now at 800-313-9443. Folks, you've heard some pretty heavy stuff. When we come back, we'll also get your reaction right here on Rick Adams Uncensored.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain meal, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain meal will be passed down through generation.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Yes, we're back, folks. And as I said, it's a very heavy philosophical discussion, a very, I think, very deep, outside of a little humor here and there. We're trying to, I think, get to some consensus about what will happen, you know, when everything begins to break down and we see the society that we live in reduced to the kind of society that we've seen in other countries where we've imposed it. The United States government has imposed this destruction, you know, in world wars and in occupied Palestine and in China and in all of these countries that were victimized by the enemy within and ran the power that is. And think of the people who starved to death, people who were killed, and the blood rising up to the saddles. Well, you know, that could come here, and we need to think about, as Schaefer said, how to prepare and how to get ourselves off that train wreck, stay off that train wreck. And that's what we're talking about right now. And I want to take a call at 800-313-9443. That's the number, 800-313-9443. And I think we have Blue first up in Tennessee. Is that right? Is that you, Blue?
That is me. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Good evening.
Hey, my first question is to Schaefer in regards to the Liberty Bell technology. How does that work, and where can I get that technology?
Okay, it's real simple. All you need is an iPhone and a Gmail account, or any kind of phone that'll go online. And the way that we set it up, just to give you a quick, super short, brief synopsis of the basics of how it works, is you get an iPhone, and the phone number to that iPhone is the number for the Liberty Bell, and that little iPhone is the Liberty Bell in your area. And what people do, well, and let me explain what it is for people who don't know what it is. The Liberty Bell is an automatic phone network where people put their numbers into this network, and when somebody gets in a situation where they are having their rights violated or they need some witnesses around in a hurry, they can call the Liberty Bell operator, and the Liberty Bell operator sends out a message instantly to thousands of people. We got about 7,000 people in Fairbanks on the Liberty Bell network.
Impressive.
And they send that out, and it'll say, you know, so-and-so needs some witnesses on, you know, these cross streets. And bada boom, you know, there's always somebody nearby, and everybody just shows up with their cell phone cameras and puts, you know, kind of social pressure on the cops to do the right thing and also document any violations of the Constitution, and then they can blog it up on the Internet and stuff like that, and it's a way for us to keep an eye on each other. It's sort of like Twitter kind of a deal. And the way it works is you've got an iPhone and a Gmail account, and every cell phone that can receive text messages has a text message email address that is the phone number, then some, you know, letters that signify the whoever the service provider is, and then dot whatever. I'm not sure how you find out what the text message email is, but you can go to whoever your service is through and find out from them. And so what you do is you have a Gmail account, and you put all of those text message emails in the Gmail account, and then you have some generic fill-in-the-blank drafts for Liberty Bell calls. And when somebody calls the Liberty Bell operator, you give them some little constitutional advice on how to not get screwed by the cops, and then you send out a Liberty Bell call, and everybody, you know, you send it out through that Gmail account, and you send it to everybody, and boom, everybody gets this text message instantly. It's just that simple.
Okay. Is there a way to run it through another provider rather than Gmail?
Yeah, you can. You could do it through like Yahoo or Hotmail and stuff like that. But the trouble is that a lot of those won't let you send out that massive of emails because they think you're spamming. So that's why we used Gmail. But you could use whoever. It doesn't matter who the email service provider is.
I know that you were on George Miley's show, and you actually gave the gentleman's name that created this technology on how the Liberty Bell. Is that something that I can get from your website?
Shoot, I don't have a website up at the moment. The guy who created it, I might have given you the name of a guy that was running it, but we just sort of like thunk it up one night at a meeting. It wasn't like any sort of like proprietary thing. We were just like about 1,000 of us was like, hey, what if we all Twitter? Hey, what if we all get it? You know, it just kind of developed that fast.
Well, the only caution point that I have is that Gmail is tied into Google, and I mean, this part of Google, and Google can do whatever it chooses to do. So that's why I'm looking if there's a way to set it up through Start Page.
Probably. I'm not too worried about Google. I mean, we're a freight train of freedom. We don't necessarily have to be a stealth freight train of freedom. They're not going to be able to escape. I mean, shoot, by the time you get 7,000 people on your Liberty Bell thing, every cop in Fairbanks is in the Liberty Bell network. So whenever you send out a message and it says, we're going to go watch the cops, they get the text message too.
Yes.
They generally quit doing what they're doing because they know that eyes are on the way.
That is something incredible.
All right,
we're going to take a break, though. Hang on, folks. We're going to take a break, and we got more to talk about as well when we return in just 3 minutes with Rick Adams Uncensored, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
The Founding Fathers knew it. Generations of American patriots have known it ever since. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now that the Supreme Court dropped the gavel in the McDonald versus Chicago case and slapped the anti-gunners on their ass, we're celebrating like never before. America's Victory Shoot is calling all American patriots from across the land to join together right in the backyard of Chicago itself. We're gathering together to celebrate with the biggest patriotic shooting event in modern American history. Bring your gun, bring your ammo, and sign up to join in the festivities of America's Victory Shoot. We're spending the weekend together for 2 days of gun fun and to give you the training to protect yourself and your family with the best professionals in the training industry. Come one, come all, this August, to America's Victory Shoot. There's limited space, so go to republicbroadcasting.org to find out more and sign up today.
Now we got, I think we still have Blue on the phone lines. Are you still there, Blue?
I am still here.
Okay. All right. Now, I don't know if you've gotten the answer that you're looking for regarding the Liberty Bell movement here, but hopefully you have. And did you want to add to what you said?
Yes, yes, I do. And
go ahead,
I want
quickly
to thank Karen very much for bringing up Snap Scouts. It was not this weekend, but it was the past weekend when I first learned about this and had called into tons of radio shows just bringing this one message about Snap Scouts. But I wanted to read a couple of things that were on the website. And this is when you go over to questions and answers. So, question. So who is making money off of this? In short, no one. MiniTrue LLC is a nonprofit organization created to find modern solutions to the timely threats to the democracy and freedom. We are funded by a variety of organizations, including but not limited to CCTV UK, which is absolutely terrifying. Then it goes on to say the Minutemen Civil Defense Fund, XP, and the Centers for Defense and International Securities.
So the short answer to that is the people that are making money off of that is all of the people that are attaching 1099 OID accounts, not of conviction. The other thing that I would point out is that they used democracy and freedom in the same sentence, and the biggest threat to freedom is democracy. Because
Agreed.
There is nothing to protect the minority in a democracy. 49% gets preyed on.
Agreed wholeheartedly. I mean, that is why I was asking you about the Liberty Bill, is what I can set up for my children to be able to undo what these people are attempting to do with our youth. And if you look at this website, it's absolutely terrifying. It is set up for a four-year-old.
Yeah. No, it's tragic. Turning those little kids into cannon fodder is absolutely wicked. It's absolutely wicked.
Little labels there in high blue. Nice to talk to you again. But they say like mini true, which is actually short for the Ministry of Truth in George Orwell's 1984, which is a book worth reading.
Yeah. Huh. That's short for the Ministry of Truth.
All right. We're going to try to move along here, Blue. The thing is that you wanted to establish this for your family and others, and what we've been seeing here tonight, it seems as if there's no central planning involved in this. Is that what you're saying, Schaefer? Is that you want each community to do what needs to be done within their own community, and you don't want this thing as a central organization in the country, or do you?
What, the Liberty Bell?
Yeah.
No, it's not a plan, it's not an organization, it's just an idea. It's just an idea that we had and that we did.
That's right.
And we said, hey guys, this is pretty cool.
That's what my point is, yeah.
And so everybody else is doing it too. It's not any sort of a big shebang, it's like just, if you are so inclined, then try it, because it's lots of fun.
And all right, thank you for the call, Blue. We're going to move along, but and the whole idea of this, really, isn't it to keep the local communities local?
Yep, it's keep it local. It's to keep an eye on things. It's really served to wake people up, you know. People who were, you know, still living in the fantasy bubble of a virtuous state. You get those people to go out to a couple of Liberty Bell calls and watch how these enforcers operate, and pretty soon their fantasy starts to fade.
It's too bad that was not the case at the Ruby Ridge, you know, or Waco. That would have been a entirely different outcome if it had been, huh?
We didn't have the internet back then.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. These tools that are here today are just incredible. We have to use them. They can be used for good or bad.
Tyranny's in a hurting way now.
Well, and they're getting ready to come at the internet. So one of the great things about what we're all talking about are ideas, you know, and the idea of coming together globally all around the world in our communities to pull our energy out of governments that don't serve us and to put it into our communities is out of the box now as well, you know, standing together with just common folks like you, like Schaefer, like Rick, like me, you know, is out there now, because people all over the world, you see, they were rioting again this last week. The police in Ecuador were burning cars and all upset. They're in Lisbon and in Portugal and Greece and in Ireland and in Iceland. You know, the people are really getting fed up with this.
And as Schaefer said, it doesn't take an overwhelming large amount of people in every state or nation either. It'll never happen. It'll never be the 97%. It'll be the 3%, you know. And that's what needs to be done. For your own benefit, for your own sake.
Okay. The other thing that we should realize is that these people that work for the tyranny machine, they're doing that out of fear. They're afraid that they won't be able to provide for their family. They're afraid of what would happen to them if they're not a bunch of conformists. They're motivated and controlled by fear. And so those people have to be more afraid of what's going to happen to them for cooperating. And that's the tipping point that we got past here in Philly.
Yeah.
Is those people are they're having to weigh both sides now.
Yeah.
They're
well, that's what happened in Fairbanks.
Mm-hmm. If I disobey the Fed, what might they do to me? And they say, if I go ahead and cooperate with tyranny, what might happen to me? And they're having to weigh consequences against consequences. And if you can get it even, most people want to do what's right. And even if the consequences from the folks at home is less than mm-hmm. what the feds could do, people will still go and be allied with the folks at home because their conscience wants to do that. But we've got
right.
to make it, we've got to make it an ill bargain for anyone that would do us harm.
And diminishing returns, that's all.
Well, we're all getting diminishing returns in our paychecks, aren't we? To make us stand up for something.
Well, we don't have a return. Well, let's take another call here.
It seems like it's
here.
A one-way street. We just hold the money in between.
Yes. Yes, that's very accurate. Let me see if we can grab a call from Eddie now. Eddie in Ohio. Hello, Eddie.
Yeah. Hello, Rick. How are you?
Very good, Eddie. Speak up. Speak up.
Oh, sorry. I'm using one of these cheap phones made in China with slave labor.
Oh, my goodness. Look at them. Look
that's
at
all
them.
They had. That's all they had.
They had slaves in America, too, Eddie.
I beg your pardon?
Any phones made in America were made by slaves, too. We're free-range sharecroppers.
I want to be as brief as I can be. Number one, Schaefer, how does anybody get a hold of you? Number two, about that snap out. Just basically find out who the people are behind it and make sure that your children take pictures of everything, and I mean everything that they do. If they park in the handicap zone, if they leave their car running to go put gas in it, if they run inside and leave their children inside the car for just 10 seconds, anything that these people do, snap a picture of it and turn it in. And let's see how they like it. Also, I wonder if anybody has read the Book of Five Rings by Musashi, because he basically talks about everything you just said there, Schaefer. I couldn't agree with you more. The crux of the book is if you're not afraid to die, you cannot be defeated. That's all I had. How does anybody get a hold of you? That is, I could talk to you for days, but I'm going to be brief and you can go on to more intelligent callers. I just want to know, how does anybody get a hold of you? And I'm moving to Alaska.
Good. Well, we'll keep a place for you here. Let me.
There's another one for you, Schaefer.
Let me see if I can answer those rapidly. First, how do you get a hold of me? My phone number is 907-590-9903. My email address is schaeferssecretary@acsalaska.net. And my mailing address is 1618 Scenic Loop, Fairbanks, Alaska, 99709. Let me run through those again. Phone number is 907-590-9903. Email address is schaeffersecretary @alphacharliesierra, that's acsalaska.net. Mailing address is 1618 Scenic Loop, Fairbanks, Alaska, 99709. And then the second thing you said about tit for tat on the snapshot thing. I think that's a good thought, but rather than snitching to the system, which is what they want us to do, is to be snitching on each other, I think that to nail those people with the Liberty Bell and find some way to make the cost of their participation in that to be social ridicule and ostracization, to where when when they go into the store, people won't show them stuff. The landlords kick them out for participating in the Nazi snitch program. You scare them and do all of those things to make it cost them. Because before you get to the point to where you got to start shooting those people, which is what you've got to do in a war, sadly, war is hell. You should do everything you can to make it an ill bargain. So it's not some fun little kiddie online game. It's something that gets your house egged and gets your kids expelled from school and gets your landlord won't do business with you and, you know, so on and so forth like that. And get your name posted up all over town as a worthless snitch that nobody should speak to, you know, print up posters, put it all over town, you know, wanted for conspiracy to commit inland piracy, that, you know, put up wanted posters of the kids that are participating in that. Do those kind of things. We do this kind of stuff to just drive people nuts. We put up wanted posters around Fairbanks when a cop does real bad stuff, you know. And they see their posters all around all the stores, and it just drives them nuts. So, and it's fun, you know, and you just kind of are laughing this tyranny into oblivion. And then what was the third thing you said?
Are you still there, Eddie, by the way?
The third thing that he said was you've got to make peace with
I don't think he is.
Losing it all before you're going to fight. Yeah, and that's absolutely true. You got to. That's the only way you can really live.
Am I still on?
You are. Okay.
Yeah.
I said that there's a book called The Book of Five Rings by Miyamoto Musashi, who was a Japanese samurai, and he was undefeated in 100 sword fights. And he basically said that the reason he won them all was because if a man is not afraid to die, he cannot be defeated. Which is basically what you're talking about. If the powers that be, the elite, you know who I'm talking about, if they know that you're afraid of homelessness, joblessness, hunger, pain, whatever, then they are going to use that against you. But if you are not scared at all, you know, all they can do is kill you. And like you said earlier, they can kill you, but they cannot kill your idea. Rick, by the way, this is the best program I have ever heard from you. I'm going to hang up. 907-590-9903?
Yep, that's a public cell phone. You can call me anytime.
My name is Eddie here in Cleveland, the land that God forgot. I will be giving you a call. Thanks for the show, Rick. Love your show.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Eddie, again. You see what's going on now is that people are being confronted with an alternative to the political system. For once, they're being shown another way. And, you know, we were talking about the legal system and the jury box and how to work outside the corporation as well last week, you know, and we had Charlie on, as you know, thanks to you, Karen. And people are finding out that you needn't participate in the system. You want to withdraw from the system and not support the system, and that's good. But when you've got enough people in the so-called law enforcement community who are catching on and value their duty and obligation to the country more than a pension, then you know the tide has turned against them, and that scares them more than anything. Isn't that so? Hmm?
It is turning. It's turning quickly. And speaking of turning, and I'm going to find out, Schaefer, with all this supposed global warming going around, how are things up in Alaska this year?
Oh, man, I think global warming is a great idea. I would love it up here in Alaska. As far as the weather, I don't see anything changing. You know what I think causes global warming? Federal grants. I think that's what causes it is money to study it. You know, I mean, geez, I just think it's a big old farce.
Well, it
think,
is.
I
we just had heard that it was colder
the
up there this year than it had been for a while.
If we think that we can change the weather, that is no less arrogant than thinking that we can build a tower to God in Babel. It's absurd, you know. I mean, who do we think we are? Really. So.
Yeah. And, you know, the one thing that I don't want to lose sight of before we reach the end of the program tonight is the fact that Karen you yourself have come quite a long way, you know, when we began and tried to help you right from the beginning, and you took the initiative, and you started out, you know, We the People and the Tax-Free 15 movement, and now it's United We Strike. What's the next step in this growing crusade, in this growing movement?
Well, we're working toward our next marathon, which is the 15th of October. Schaefer, thanks again for being part of it. It's always good to hear from you and to connect, and Rick as well. Mm-hmm. And now we're kicking around the idea of actually forming our own radio station, because that would enable us to really... to really be in charge of the broadcast, to have control, to actually start incorporating some of these other countries, to give voices to people all over the world.
All right, we'll come back to that when we wrap up, okay? We just got a quick break, folks. The last segment coming right up. Rick Adams on Sex.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Can he change the shape of things to come?
That's a good way of putting it, folks, and that's what it's all about here tonight as we are concluding in the last segment of the program. Karen, you were just making a statement, and unfortunately we had to break for our commercial sponsors. You know, without them we wouldn't be here. Folks, support the Republic Broadcasting Network in any way that you can, the least of which is to continue to support the sponsors that are with us here on the network and support RBN itself. Karen, to sum up things, and Cox, I'm going to let you two have the the final word here tonight on what it is that we're trying to allow people to understand about the movement. Of course, the United We Strike Marathon coming up, having a station uniting freedom all over the world, and then what you're doing in your own confines of Alaska with Sarah Palin Schaefer. So go ahead, Karen, complete the statement you were making.
Well, we just have been able to grow. The movement is still growing, and we see that there is a need in other parts of the world to get information out there. And so right now it's a dream, and we're grateful to Republic. We're grateful to RevolutionBroadcasting.com, where you'll hear simulcasts coming over this time. But our dream is starting to get bigger because we see that united we can be successful, and we can have more voices all across the world and give people an opportunity to know that we're just exactly like they are. But the only difference is we've cared enough to take that step and a leap of faith, because we've come to the conclusion that our lives won't be worth living unless we do stand for them. And we hopefully won't have to go down too much of a violent road. I know some folks are bound and determined to end up that way, but United We Strike is about peaceful, non-compliance folks and getting into our communities. And Schaefer has great ideas about how to be working in your community with the Liberty Bell, with the militia. You know, our sheriffs can deputize us. Charles pointed that out to me, and that's also a good idea. We can keep it local, keep it together, folks, and start becoming a change we want to see in the world. UnitedWeStrike.com, and power to the people through peaceful unity.
Or whenever you come by.
And Schaefer?
Hey, Karen?
Yes.
You know, you're talking about the sheriffs. Let me give you a quick thought on that. The sheriffs are not going to be brave enough to deputize you unless they know that you are solidly behind them. If all they are is afraid of the tyranny coming from one end, and they're not afraid of disapproval from the people and disobedience from the people on the other end, then they're never going to stand up to tyranny if it's only a one-sided pressure. So you've got to offer your sheriff an olive branch and a gun barrel and say, look, we want to be your friend, we want to help you, we want to support you. We're not going to abandon you if you stand up for liberty and law to this lawless tyranny. But if you go in with them, then you're going to have hell to pay from us. They've got to have that from you if they're going to be able to pull it. They
yes.
need that from you. That's what your sheriff needs. He needs to know that you're going to oppose him with every ounce of life you have if he does what's wrong.
A perfect way to summarize tonight, Schaefer. You know, we're out of time, but it's a good way to end the program on the best note that I could think of. Thank you both for being here tonight on this great program. And we'll do it again. Don't forget the 15th of the month. Thank you, Karen, and thank you, Schaefer, and Godspeed to both of you. All right, folks, be back again tomorrow, Lord willing, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll all see you then, Lord willing, and support RBN. Good night, everyone.